systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, December 11th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode number 283. Oh, the fucking Friday night show. Look at this. This is the first episode we've done where we actually had the Ustream bot in the chat before the show started.
That's pretty sweet.
Fan-fucking-tastic. Thank you guys for being with us. Thejamhole.com/live. You can watch these shows /feedback. You can type shit and I'll read it. Or you can give us a call, as always, 406-204-4687. You guys know what the number is by now and all that shit. Can I stop saying
406-204
that?
406-204-HOT-P.
Hot P. I think we can stop saying that at the beginning of every show. It's been like...
There's still some newbies.
It's been like 100 episodes. It's in both screens. It's all over the fucking website.
People don't read that shit, dude.
Then I don't want you calling. How's that? Suck those nuts. I don't care.
Oh, God. Anyway.
So, how are you? You look like crap.
I'm okay.
Sorry about the late start. Tonight was my employee Christmas party at the place I work at, which if you guys were listening live a few episodes ago, you will know the name of that. The name that shall never be spoken again. Please don't say what it is in the chat. Speaking of saying where you work at... on your podcast, have any of you guys listened to the latest Big Mouse episode yet?
I have not.
You haven't?
No.
Well, I was listening to it today, and Josh is talking about this delivery he had at this one place. Some lady named Brady, he was talking about how rich she is and all that stuff, and he totally just nonchalantly was like, "This is where I work at." And nobody in the chat, I mean, from what I could hear on the podcast, like that,
Nobody said shit.
No one was like, "Oh, shit." And no one in the studio between, and there's like four of them in there, right?
Oh, it's so
you would
sad.
Thought one of them would have been like,
"Whoa, dude,
Josh,
rewind.
Josh, listen, you just said where you work at." And he didn't even fucking know, dude. I texted him today and I was like, "So, I think I haven't listened to every episode, but I think I just witnessed the first time you said where you worked at." He's like, "Nuh-uh, where?" And I'm like, the first half of your latest episode. He's like, "Fuck, are you serious? Are you fucking with me?" I'm like, "No, dude." And I told him, "Yeah, I'm not going to repeat it here because that wouldn't be mean. That would be mean." But I told him what it was, and he's like, "Oh, fuck me." I'm like, "Your show has been posted for like, what, a day and a half now, dude?"
I know.
You can go ahead and, you know, take it down and cut it and re-upload it, but everyone has it. I have it. It's on my iPod.
I know that.
I just thought it was really funny because when you slipped up, it was like immediately, like you even
caught yourself.
You're like,
"Oh, shit." I kind of trailed off at the end. I'm like, "Motherfucker."
Even everyone in the chat was like, "Oh, we heard it. But like, they had so many people, and they all just, like they didn't even notice it. It was weird.
Maybe they didn't.
Maybe that's just how much they pay attention to him. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
It was his latest episode, whatever number they're at. Where are they at now?
Not a fucking clue.
One something. I don't know.
It was 100?
It was the latest one, yeah. So I just thought that was kind of amusing, because we had just done it. It's like, I know you like to copy us, but dude, that's not a little far. That's not a good thing to copy, bro.
Yeah, that's no good.
So I'm delivering at this place on Thursday yesterday.
Yeah, who do you work for?
Huh? Fuck you. The place that pays our rent and gives me a truck to drive and feeds us. That's where
I work at.
But I go in and it's this. Cat wants to go. That freaked me out, dude. I heard the door open.
Somebody was coming in the fucking house. I'm like, what the fuck?
We taught the cat how to open doors, by the way.
She just totally did that.
That tripped me out the other night, dude. I was like, I had the door shut because I sometimes don't want the cat in our bedroom and stuff. So I shut the door, but I didn't like shut it all the way so that the latch, you know, the locking mechanism was totally engaged. Uh-huh. And I'm falling asleep and shit. And all of a sudden I hear the door pop open because like she hops up there and it'll push the door right until it opens. And I fucking like started up out of bed and I was like, holy shit, dude, my heart was racing. I was like hand halfway cocking the nine, like, what the fuck, dude?
Last night you had a fucking trippy dream too. You like woke me up in the middle of the night.
It wasn't really a dream.
You were scared shitless. You were like
I've heard people talk about this and I've dated some girls that this has happened to, but when you're asleep in bed and you're awake, but you're not really awake, and you can't move, but you're trying to move, but you can't. I experienced that last night, and it really freaked me out because I heard voices, like I heard people talking, but I couldn't make out what they were saying. And so, like, I'm awake now, and I hear this talking. I don't know where it's coming from. And so I try to, like, get up, but I can't. Like, I cannot move. And it felt like your limbs had fallen asleep, right? You know, that pins and needles feeling? Uh-huh. It felt like that. And so I'm, like, trying to get up, and I can't move and shit. So I start, like, trying to wake Dana up. And I'm like, Dana. Like, but it's hard to talk because, like, I'm paralyzed. It freaked me out. And finally, I woke you up. And then, like, I moved and shit, like, right when you were like, what? And I'm like,
what the fuck is your problem? Let me sleep.
Never mind. I think it was weird, dude. It freaked me out.
I was like, are you okay? And you told me what happened. And I'm like, go check the living room then. If you makes you feel better, go check, do whatever. Just let me sleep.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I rubbed your chest. I said, it's okay. Because you were, like, almost kind of, like,
I was freaked, dude. That was fucking scary.
Shocked and looking like you're gonna cry if you heard a voice for real.
Yeah, I heard it. And I don't know, man. It's weird because like when I'm sleeping and if I have dreams, very rarely do I dream about me being in bed going to sleep. You know, that happened. I was like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah. I don't know. It was
all I know
weird,
is you woke me up in the middle of the night, and I don't appreciate that.
Yeah, sorry.
I haven't been sleeping very well lately anyway, and when your alarm goes off 2 hours before I have to get up, that's kind of a bitch, too.
Oh, you poor thing. I have to be at work at 10. Oh.
I'm going to end up going in earlier, actually, since they fired those other two cooks, and all the cooks that I work with now are, you know, constantly telling Brian, my manager, you know, hey, she can do this, you know, put her up to it. And
Guitar Hero Dave says, Pussy Matt says, Dana, go see what that is. That's awesome.
Pretty much.
But anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, Brian is scheduling me for cooking shifts and shit. So if I'm able to start being an actual cook and get the raise and all that, then I will be going in at 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon.
When did it become okay to just say people's names all willy-nilly?
I don't care. They don't listen to the show.
Oh, okay.
This guy's an... Dude, he's...
I don't think that's what...
This guy has never played Tetris.
When people say people's names on shows, I don't think they're worried about those people hearing it. I think they're worried about other repercussions that could come of it.
This guy, no, there's one dude that's always on his computer at work, and that's cool, but he doesn't listen to the shit we do or anything like that, and my manager, Brian, even played Tetris. He's like, my video gaming experience goes as far as Pong.
Wow.
And I'm like, whoa, dude. let me get you a Game Boy.
We have way cooler shit than that now, dude. We can actually kill people in video games now. I don't know if you know this or not, but our technology is grand.
But yeah, so I asked him, I said, you know, I see on Saturday I have a 2 o'clock shift. What is that? And he's like, well, you're going to be cooking, you know, part of the day and then into that afternoon. And I'm like, sweet. So am I still going to be making my dishwasher wage? And he's like, for this time, yeah, he goes, you know, we're going to try and get that sorted out. He's like, as soon as I can tell that you can handle it and, you know.
We're going to try and get the whole me paying you jack shit for you running things thing sorted out. So
even if he would just give me like a dollar raise, I'd be happy.
Yeah?
Yeah, because, dude, even a dollar raise wouldn't put me at what a normal cook is supposed to be fucking hired at. You know, I'm making $8.50 an hour.
You're making dishwasher wages.
I'm used to making $10.75 an hour.
Well,
you know, so
that's your fault.
Yeah, but I wasn't getting shit for hours when I was making $10.75 an hour. You know, it equaled out to the point where I was getting maybe $9 an hour. You know, like it just didn't work out. So he's working on everything, trying to get me, you know, trained or all that shit. And I already know all the shit, but he's going to change his fucking menu again. So
you sound like you're coming down with something. You getting sick again?
I have like a head thing going on.
Where'd you get that from?
From a head.
Well, right, but you got it from somebody. That's how this works. I don't know if you know this, but that's how diseases get passed along.
I have no idea. Ashley's not sick, and she's the only person I hang out with. Like, just all of a sudden today, after I got off work, I started getting a stuffy nose, and I was like, what the fuck?
I tell you,
I'm not. And I kept sneezing. I couldn't stop sneezing, and then, you know, now my nose is stuffy. I mean, it's not that bad now. I mean, I can kind of breathe.
I'm not pleased about that.
I have a wicked headache, so... It's not like I'm hacking up like stuff and
not yet
pooping
you better
my brains out.
You better fucking keep it that way.
Throwing up.
So well,
I have been very, very well lately.
Yes, you have been weller than usual.
Weller than usual.
So I go up to this place. This is so stupid. It's they do nails there. Basically, is all she does, and she's this weird fucking lady, right? Big, larger lady, just sits in her chair. Huffs fucking nail fumes all day. And it's like, it's not a very big place. Like, this complex used to be an old hotel, and now the hotel rooms are little suites that are offices, but they're the same size as the hotel rooms, right? And, like, think
of... they have a bathroom in each one?
Yes, nice. They actually do, in the same place that they were in the hotel. Like, it's...
Like, you walk in directly to the right, bathroom.
Yep, exactly. But small, like very small. And
so small.
Then throw in, you know, a desk, throw in another desk where you would do the nails at and shit, you know, an office desk. There's not fuck shit for room, dude. When there's a customer sitting there, I have to like have them scoot in to squeeze by to get the water in. You know, it's stupid. But so she's got this little divider up, and in this other room is a massage table, and there's a TV in there. And on the TV, she has the 700 Club. Do you guys know what that is?
No.
Pat Robertson. You know who he is? Well, he's a big, dripping, saturated, douchebag, fuckface, Christian, crazy fuck, basically.
Oh, okay.
He's a fucking jackass. And he's doing these, the people write in letters, and he answers their questions type of thing about religion and stuff, right? And keep in mind, she has this playing in her nail salon.
Okay.
Nothing I like more than huffing nail polish fumes and listening to the 700 Club. Yeah, televangelist, Bird 35 says. Thank you. He is a jackass televangelist. So, the letter, and this is the 10 seconds I'm in there. I'm in and out most of these places. So, the letter is, all I hear is, a lady writes in, I work in an office with a Jewish lady. And I heard her talking about Hanukkah. What is that?
Are you serious?
What? What is Hanukkah? Really, God? These are your fault? Like, it blew my mind.
No wonder
mind.
They follow and, God because they have no fucking knowledge of anything else.
Oh, I don't know. The Chosen People. Like, really, dude? Have you heard of a little book called The Bible? It's written about them, the Jews. Have you heard of Hollywood? Like, it's... their holiday, dick fuck. Rugrats had an episode about it.
No.
South Park, like, and okay, so it blows my mind, first of all, that a lady is asking, there can be a lady alive in this world, in this day and age, with all the technology we have, all of the information that's just constantly flying around, whether you ask for it or not, it's there, that doesn't know what Hanukkah is. Second of all, it blows my mind this much more that the producers of that show were like, yeah, that looks like a good question. Hey, Pat, how's this sound?
Right?
What is Hanukkah? Oh, yeah, that sounds like a great question. What? Oh, I fucking, it was so, and this lady's just in there, like, doing her own nails because there's no fucking clients today or whatever, and just, like, absorbing this retardedness, dude, and I was... It made me frowny face,
I'm
for
sorry.
Sure. And the next thing, I kind of mentioned this at our employee Christmas party, which is, did we mention that? That's where we were at. We had the Christmas party from my work. We mentioned that, right.
Yeah.
What did you think of that? Did you have fun? Last year, I took this girl, and I think we talked about it on the jam hole here, that girl Nicole that I was kind of trying to date that I met that worked at Sykes, and she just happened to be a pill junkie also, that and she had a kid and everything, and it didn't end up working out, thank Jesus and the Jews, thank the chosen people, but she was the last one that I brought there, so.
Yeah.
What'd you think? You were, I was reading some of your Twitters.
I got parked next to, you know,
okay, so
all
there's,
the chicks in your office.
There's a big table, and there's seats on either side. So when everyone comes in, the boss's wife is like, okay, all the girls sit on this side, and all the guys sit on this side. It'll be fun. And
thank God I actually got to sit on the end.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that way, at least there was only a chick on my left and not on my
but
right.
But, like, that's who I work with daily. Those, you heard them.
At least you
and,
get to drive around, and you're not in the
well,
office
right,
all the time.
But, like, that's who I get things to do from after I do my routes. Like, when people call in, they talk to those two girls, right? So, amazing.
Well, it wasn't really them that was bugging me. It was the, what's the chick that was next to me at the dark hair? You don't have to say her name.
Oh,
but
yeah, yeah. Our friend's girlfriend. We actually kind of destroyed her ex on the show a while ago.
Right, right.
He
She's the one
apologized.
You babysitted for the other day.
Yeah, with the twins, yeah.
Right, right.
She's cool.
She
got drunk,
cool,
though.
But
and
yeah,
that's,
she got drunk yeah. and started yelling in my ear, and I kind of wanted to punch her in the
She
tits.
Gets loud but, when she's drunk.
Yeah.
But you got to think, also, you have twins. You
How
hardly
often do you
ever
get out?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
Cool.
Just they were all like, oh, my God, and like, boys just gonna be boys, and how you just gotta leave some things alone. And I'm just like,
yeah,
I don't fit in
you're
here
not
at
really,
all, dude.
You're not really a girly girl.
No, like they all like, you know, the two chicks in your office, they like lean behind the chick that's next to me, and the chick leans into me, and they're all trying to talk to me and shit, and talk about like their mans or whatever. And
their mans in him.
And then like when you're making jokes about you know, getting off and stuff and like popping a boner and shit about like them talking about their sex life and shit. They're looking at me like, are you just gonna let him do that? And I'm
fuck
like,
yeah, I'm gonna encourage
and
it.
That's when one of the chicks in your office looks at me and she's like, you just gotta let some things go. Boys will just be boys. And I'm like, you're a retard.
I was being over and beyond dirty and disgusting.
I just don't fit in with those
You're
people.
Just not a normal chick, and I think that's why I like
I
you.
I don't like talking to people like that.
So that was fun.
They're
but
cool and everything, but I just, not my scene. No.
Yeah, not your can of beans.
Yeah, no. Your boss is cool.
Yeah, they're way cool. They take good care of us, so yeah.
Yeah.
But so I'm in this lawyer's office the other day, and their water cooler broke or something, old cooler, whatever. So I go in there, and I've been noticing this. They've been having this big dog in this little office, right? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't like me very much. And every time I go in there, it starts
Who
barking.
Who the fuck
and
does like you? Animal or human, besides myself.
Not dogs. Fuck, dude. And stop bringing your dogs to offices. I'm so sick of this. But small offices, right? So, and this dog is big. Like, not yeah. like little ones like
What kind
that.
Of dog was it, do you know?
I don't know. It was just a big black dog named Orion.
Okay.
But keep in mind now, this is a lawyer's office. Okay, so every time I deliver there, the dog just barks and growls and wants to just get a piece of me, right? And I'm like, I know
you're the
this.
The water boy, duh, you're the equivalency to the mailman now.
Kinda, yeah. In a lawyer's office. Good, uh-huh. guys. And I know this now because I've gone in there a few times and he's always been in there. And the guy that owns the place, he's not very pleased, I guess, about the dog being there. I don't know uh-huh. if it's his or not, but he's always like, get that dog in this other room and shit like that. And I'm like, yeah, get out of here, mutt. And so I know this. So now I'm like, maybe trying to provoke it a little bit. I don't know, maybe. So every time I go in there, I like throw the door open like I'm robbing the place and shit. And so I did that, and the dog jumped up and like took a swipe at me and like tried to bite me, and I wanted to let him bite me because it's a lawyer's office and I can be like, I never have to work again, jam hole 5 days a week, woo! But like instant fucking knee-jerk reaction was like, no, don't bite me and shit. And the lady was like, whoa, and the guy came in and was like, get that dog out of here and shit like that. But like, I've been noticing this more and more lately in a lot of offices I go to, people are starting to bring in their dogs. Like, I think we at my office, the boss's son and his wife set the precedent that it's cool to have dogs in offices, which let me tell you, it is not cool. This is not proper behavior for an office. And I didn't mention this because I wasn't going to talk about it, but I need to say this now. We had the state health inspector come to our store the other day. And I'm very clean about my work. Like, everything is sanitary. It's like when I used to grow mushrooms. You got to keep that shit clean. Uh-huh. Otherwise, any little contaminant will get in there and it'll grow and then you're fucked, right? You got to start all over. So I kind of take that with me to my job. It's, you know, I have a clean room where I work and everything, and I keep it really clean.
You're OCD, actually.
I am. And you have to be with this. I have the best water test in the whole state of Montana for purity and platelet counts and all that stuff. Like, my shit is less than one, which is the best you can get. You can't get anything lower than less than one, and that's where I'm at every fucking time. So I you know, I spend a lot of time keeping this shit clean. And we see the state inspector come in. She flashes her badge and shit. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Because, you know, it's been a couple weeks since I've really cleaned the room and shit. Yeah. Like, I keep it clean. But things like, you know, getting everything off the floor and hosing it down with bleach and scrubbing it and all that. Like, doing the whole fucking thing. And, you know, I drain the bottle washer every week. But, you know, whenever I clean it, that's when I really hose it out and shit. You know, other than that. So she goes in and she starts asking the boss a bunch of questions, and he takes her back to the office. And I'm like, all right, that's my cue to like kind of
clean up a little
up real quick. And
it's
I'm
like a famous Dave's like, dude, Sandy buckets, fucking get your cups, put them
over
there.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm doing that because, you know, you're not supposed to have certain things out. So I move everything. We're not, you know, things that it doesn't matter, but it's their stupid rules. And if I did it the way they wanted it, I would be constantly walking all the way down here to get what I need all the way back instead of just having it sitting there. And it's cool. I'm not like dumping it over and it's all sealed and everything. So it's fine. It's just their stupid rules. But, you know, you got to do it. So I go and I move all that stuff and I look down at the floor and there's dog hair. And I'm like, this is no good. You can't have fucking dog hair. And the only reason that it's there is because the water room connects to this other room, which connects outside. And that's where every time they take their dogs out to go potty or whatever, they go right through my fucking room. Uh-huh. And I've told them, like, quit doing that. This is not good. And luckily, that day, everyone was pretty much sick, except for me and our salt guy. So there were no dogs in the office. She goes through everything and everything. She's like, this is the most immaculate water room I've ever been in. You guys keep your stuff really clean. She gets into the main office and sees the bowls, the water bowls for the dogs. And she's like, what's that? Are there pets here? And the boss is like, oh, once in a while, you know, they have their dogs in here. And she's like, you can't have animals in even because it's connected, but there's a door there, but it's still in the same physical building. And she's like, you can't have animals in there like that. And I'm just thinking, if she would have came in and the dogs would have been there, or if I wouldn't have swept up and she would have seen all that dog hair, shit like that, like, we would have gotten a lot of fucking dings on our thing. And it wouldn't have been, you know, a fine or anything, but it wouldn't have looked good. And like, that's my room, but there's nothing I can fucking do about it because it's his son and it's their dogs, you know? And so I'm seeing this more and more lately that people are just, they have these dogs at work, and I'm waiting for the day where someone gets fucking mauled because they're just animals, you know? You can domesticate them as much as you want, but deep down inside, they're still instinctively animals and shit.
Well, they're protective. I mean, like, if you make some kind of threatening notion towards their owner, I'm sure that will
It's annoying.
Trigger something.
It's unnecessary. Why do you have to bring your dogs to work with you in an office? I could see if you worked on a farm. Sure. But this is a fucking office, dude. Yeah. It's so fucking annoying. It's like, it makes me really want to bring my cat to work and just let it run around with the fucking dogs, you know? Like, and the boss went to all this trouble to build a fucking swinging door that separates, you know, where the dogs are to where the customers are, because when the customers come in, the first thing the dogs do is go run right up and start jumping on them and shit. And it's like, that's not good, dude. I mean, a lot of them have dogs and stuff and they like them, but you're going to get that one person that doesn't like dogs and is going to cause trouble about it. And it's just, it's something that could be easily avoided, you know, but it's not. And then when I saw that and she said that, I was like, finally. And the next day, they were right back there again. I'm like, you know, we're not supposed to have these. She's like, oh, yeah, I talked to the boss, you know.
Okay.
And it's fine. Like, I know exactly what she said. Like, I can't leave them at home. They're our kids. They'll tear up the house. And it's like, oh, I hate you sometimes.
That's, I don't know. I can't see doing that. Like, I like taking Fergie, my dog, at my mom and dad's place. I like taking her out.
Stop saying names, please.
It's my dog. I like taking her out in my truck and stuff like that, letting her ride around and shit. But, like, I don't go into places and, like, walk her around with me into places or, like, take her in anywhere. I mean, you know.
You see, Amesby says they figure the inspector won't be back for a while, so it doesn't matter. And, yeah, it doesn't. But the point is, like, you're making more work for me, first of all.
Whoa.
Second of all, this is bad for the fucking customers if a dog just happens to bite one of them or even jumps up on them and they have a suit on or something like that. You know, any one of many situations could happen.
Snibblers has a 35-pound chihuahua.
That's a big fucking chihuahua,
dude. What the fuck
do
you feed it? Other chihuahuas?
I hope diabetes gets it soon.
Dude.
Does it take its insulin?
I mean, the only reason why I have a huge dog is because she's pit bull and bull massive.
Right, but you don't fucking drive around with it on your lap. You don't bring it to your fucking job. Like, leave your shit at home, dude. I'm sick of fucking dealing with it.
Yeah, I like my dog and shit, but I'm not going to call her my kid and shit like that and ride her around with me everywhere. She's bigger than any kid to eat, too. She's almost as much as, she almost weighs as much as I do. She's 120.
She's a big fat dog.
She's not fat, though. You've seen her.
I called you fat by calling your dog fat. That was clever.
That's
not
nice.
You know how we watch the show Heroes and stuff?
Go fuck
yourself. You've been enjoying that lately?
Yeah.
Good stuff. I think I've been watching it too much.
Are you dreaming about it?
No, but so.
Did you think you could fly?
No.
And farted.
Nothing. This is. This is way better than that. That happened in the first season, though. But no, this is way better. Not me personally, but in the first season of Heroes, the dude was like, "Oh, I think I can fly," and his brother's like, "No, I'm pretty sure you can't." And he was the one. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, you know how there's some doors that you walk through are automatic and they open.
Right.
I've been catching myself lately, like, when I get through it, you know how Siler in Heroes, like, when he does stuff, he just, like, a flip of the finger and shit?
Uh-huh.
I'll, like, be walking through these doors, and I'll just, like, flip my finger, and they, oh, it's so stupid.
You're a retard.
And the doors open and shit.
Matt.
And I do it every time. It's so great.
That is no.
It's so awesome.
That is no. Stop that shit.
Or like
right
when
now.
I'm in the elevator, I'll like push the buttons and then I'll be like
Matt.
And then it goes up. It's so brilliant.
No, it's not brilliant.
It is brilliant. It's
3-year-old thought. It's like, ooh, look, I have the force. You know, it's like,
kinda. I
no,
kinda
you don't.
Do.
No,
if,
you don't.
If you were coming in that door and you saw me go like this and the door fucking opened, I mean, granted, there's not that cool sound it makes when he does it, but the door fucking opens, you'd be like, whoa,
no.
That kid's my hero.
Not if it was
fuck
an automatic
yeah.
door with the fucking laser right there and you just go, oh.
What if I did that and the door opened and then the door closed and then, like, you went to just walk through it thinking it was automatic and it didn't open for you and you walked right into the door? Then what?
You're an idiot, man.
Then I'd be fucking.
Please go on with something else.
Okay, moving
before
on.
Before I hit you.
I was very amused by that. So, you know, if you guys have iPhones or Droids, there's this game on there called Doodle Jumper for the iPhone. It's called Poppy Jump for the Droid. It's an accelerometer-based game.
What's that game that I kept playing and it was great? You gotta run. What? You run everywhere.
Oh, that's Cannonball. Yeah. Cannonball, I think.
Cannonball.
Something like that. But
that's great.
This game, basically you're this little ball thing, the doodle jumper or the poppy jumper guy, and you got to keep jumping up higher and higher by tilting your droid or iPhone. And the way you tilt is the way it moves. It's accelerometer-based, meaning
right.
It moves and it knows that you're moving it. I found a new, more awesome way to play these games.
Okay.
So, and you can only do this with the droid. Ha ha ha, iPhone. Yeah. Sucks to be you guys. So the droid comes with it. Well, it doesn't come with it. You have to buy it. Money well spent, though. The car dock.
Oh.
Car dock is amazing. No more cell phones sliding around your dash or getting all fucked up sitting in the center console.
Uh-huh.
It's got its own little spot, and it turns into the GPS. You can text while it's up there. You can watch movies while you're driving.
You want to get Droid to sponsor us? What?
I do, kind of, but no, this is awesome, though.
Okay, the game. You found a new way to play
okay,
it.
Okay, so you set the droid in the car dock.
Uh-huh.
Make it vertical. Load the game up. Start driving. Now, when your guy's jumping up, you fucking jerk the car wheel, and it'll fucking move the guy. Try it, dude. I'm not even making this up. I was
That's
doing this
fucked,
today.
Dude.
I am curious what your guys' high scores are playing it this way.
Or how bad your insurance rates get.
Playing it the normal way is too easy. I've fucking gotten so high, it doesn't even matter. But doing it this way, dude... This is great. I'm not sucking droid cock.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
Just saying.
If
can you do that
cock,
with? Can you do that with an
it.
iPhone? No, you cannot.
You are sucking droid cock.
I'm
right
not.
Now. If it had a cock, you would suck.
Well,
its cock.
It's a good cock to suck.
But
if you have
beg.
The phone, I'm just saying, do this because it's so much more fun than holding it in your hand and tilting it. Because it registers little G force. It's really sensitive. It's cool, dude. It's so much fun. I'll show you next time we're driving.
No, it's not.
The best time to do it is when you're on a highway and you're doing 70. Because you only got to jerk the wheel a little bit and the guy will move all the way across the screen. It's so much fun. Anyway.
So what was the thing you were tripping out about your notes before we started the show?
Oh,
you're like, I can't tell you.
The Heroes thing.
Is that it?
That was it.
You're in, oh, God.
So, and if you have a droid, Android 2.1 got released last night in the middle of the night. I woke up, and I was like, this looks different. What the fuck? And I go, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, why is everything going faster and working better?
Oh, dude.
This is awesome.
So, I have a quick update real quick.
Oh, please. Is it 2.1?
I just got a text message from a random phone number that I've never seen before.
Was it an apology?
No.
Oh.
It says, it hurt that you brought up the pregnancy thing on your podcast. I didn't want the whole world to know. It's Mikey's girlfriend, Pat.
It hurts that you're reading this text message
it
on the podcast.
It hurts me that you're 18 years old and you're having my brother's child, you
Is
Fuck
she listening?
You.
Are you listening right now? Call in 462-044-687. Let's talk about you getting knocked up by her gay brother.
I have nothing against
does
her.
Does she
anything.
Listen?
I like her. She's cool.
Does she
but,
listen?
Like, I have no idea. Mikey probably told her something about it. Because, yeah, fucking, of course
Did
I'm
you
gonna
tell
talk
him?
About that, dude.
Did you tell him, though,
I don't
that,
even
like,
know.
By the way, we made a bunch of fun of you getting your girlfriend pregnant?
I have no idea, dude. I don't
it
even
was
know.
All in. It was all in good fun.
And who the fuck cares? Every other fucking 17-year-old is pregnant around here anyway. So if I talk
right,
about one that happens to be, you know, close to me, I don't think it's really going to make that big
and
a
let's,
fucking deal.
Let's
and
be
if you
honest,
are pregnant, hey, guess what? The whole world is going to know!
Let's be honest. In like 5 months, your Facebook profile picture is going to be the ultrasound.
Right.
You're going to be status update going to my next doctor appointment because I'm pregnant. Now everyone look at me and give me attention because my husband won't. Like,
I'll text her back. I'll ask her, you want to talk about it on the show? Here's
call
the
in right now. Here's your chance. We're live.
Go ahead.
Oh, God. This just makes me cry for that unborn baby even more.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just wanted to mention 2.1 is out. The only things I really noticed were different. The phone lock is different, which it's a little better, I think. Sometimes it's annoying to go in a half circle to unlock it. I mean, it's not that hard, but, you know, when you want to do it quick. So it's a straight line now. It looks a lot cooler. It runs a lot faster. The camera, the pictures it takes are better. They're a lot more clear now, so they updated some camera software. It takes pictures faster now. Like, it doesn't take 5 seconds to load to the next shot, you know? So that's cool. And they fixed some SDK bugs for the app developers, stuff like that, you know, just geeky tech shit. So, but basically, it runs a lot faster. I was, like, blown away this morning. I'm, like, doing stuff. And, you know, I got it when it came out, and I've had it for a while now. And I'm used to how long it takes to do certain things.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, waiting, and it's there. Like it's waiting for me, and I'm like, oh really? Right on,
isn't
dude.
Isn't it nice when your shit's waiting for you and not the other way around?
It's fucking nice. It's fucking nice. A, dude. So that's pretty cool, but...
Oh, God.
And I think I'm really excited that, you know, it's cool having a phone. Like, I had a Windows Mobile 6.0 phone, and it has Windows Update on it. And I would check it, like, every month or so. When I first got it, I was like, oh, cool, updates. You know, that's cool that they send updates over the wire. And
I'm like, hey, check it out.
I checked it once a week, and it was like, there are no new updates. And I did that for, like, a month.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no new updates. So then I started checking it, you know, every couple months. No new updates. I never got one fucking update on that phone the whole 3 years I had it. Even when Windows Mobile 6.1 came out and I had to send my phone back to get one with that version on it, it didn't have updates. I was like, cool, guys, what the fuck, you know? My fucking Windows Vista updates every fucking day, it seems like. It's like, oh, here's something else we kind of forgot to do before we released it because we needed to release it sooner than we should have. But I don't know. It's cool. It shows that Google is, you know, they're keeping on their shit. Yeah, exactly. It's something that they're willing to spend time on. They're making it better. And there weren't really, like, I could have used it the way it was without this update just fine. And it shows that they're taking something that is near perfect and improving on it that much more. So I don't know, pretty cool. But if you guys were listening to Big Mouth, he mentioned something, and I like how Josh kind of stopped Joe from reading this. But
I haven't listened to Big Mouth in a while.
Okay, well,
so
apparently AT&T is considering ways to encourage customers to use less wireless data as its network struggles to keep up with demand, or what I like to call struggles to just work, period. So, and he was like, you know, he got through a little bit of this, and he's like, all right, that's enough, that's enough. We don't need to make fun of the iPhone. Rah, rah. Like,
that's so awesome.
You may have a good phone, but it doesn't do you fuck all good if it doesn't work. You know, you could have the greatest doctor in the world, but if his tools suck, he's gonna fuck your shit up, you know?
Exactly.
Quote, what we're seeing in the U.S. today in terms of smartphone penetration, 3G data nobody else is seeing in the rest of the planet, the chief president executive for mobility and consumer markets says, the amount of growth in data that we're seeing in wireless data is unprecedented. And that's true. Like, people are constantly on their shit, you know? You're constantly having, if you have one of these phones, you have a constant stream of information going to it at all times, whether it be weather info, a Twitter feed, Facebook, any of that shit. You know, it's constantly, there's information going.
Sending and receiving.
You know, AT&T, don't cop out and be like, oh, there's too many people on it. You knew that when these phones got released, that's what the network was built for. You built it with this in mind. Yes, we're going to have about this many people. They're going to want to do these things. If the fucking network wasn't capable of it, why did you open it, you know? Don't cop out an excuse and be like, oh, people are just using too much of it. No, we're using these phones because we paid $400 for them or $600 and $120 a fucking month. Yeah, we're going to fucking use them. Don't be like, yeah, you guys are using them too much. We pay for it, dude. We're going to use the fuck out of it.
That's why we bought it in the first place.
I will keep a fucking speed test going 24/7 if I want to because I can. Because I fucking pay for that shit. I'll run torrents on my fucking phone. I don't give a fuck. Don't build your networks better. Fuck, dude. AT&T is the exclusive U.S. carrier for the iPhone, whose owners are big users of network capacity as they surf the web and download videos. The company has been criticized by owners of the phone for delayed text and voice messages. Huh. Two main things the phone should be able to do. And granted, I know it's not the phone's fault. It's the network's fault. But Apple, you should have picked a better network. Verizon doesn't have this problem. Hey, when I send you a text message, you get it instantaneously.
Yep.
Light speed almost. And I know we're not in an area that has millions and millions of people on it, but other places where there's Verizon, they are that densely populated, and you don't hear people being like, man, this fucking service sucks, because they built their shit fucking good. That's all there is to it. AT&T slacked on their shit, and this is what happens. And you're going to start seeing their stocks go down the tubes because of it. Like, that sucks for you guys. I don't know what else to say. This guy cited the heaviest data users, saying that 40% of AT&T's data traffic came from just 3% of its smartphone customers. But he emphasized that the company would first focus on educating consumers about their data consumption in the hope that doing so would encourage them to cut back, even though they are paying for unlimited data use. So you sold me this $150 a month plan. Is that unlimited? Yeah, but could you maybe not use it that much? What?
Excuse me?
Can you just not use it that much? So you want me to... Okay, so how about I'll just pay you for what I use? Well, no. You still pay us every month this nominal fee. Just, you know, try and cut back on using it. No. Why would I want to do that? Well, if you don't, you're going to get shitty service. Oh, okay. That sounds good. Hey, everybody. I'm going to make a phone call. So could you guys just turn off your phones?
Like, right?
That's what you have to do. No one makes phone calls anymore because the network sucks. It's not because we enjoy texting. It's because we can't make phone calls. Quote, we're going to try to focus on making sure we give incentives to those small percentages to either reduce or modify their usage so they don't crowd out the customers on the same cell sites. What are you going to do? Give them coupons like, oh, congratulations, here's $10 off your next bill because you didn't use the service you paid for. This is so fucking ridiculous to me. The company might consider a pricing scheme that addresses the usage. Oh, cool. So now that unlimited instantly turns into we'll bill you per megabyte. That sounds good. Could you please bill me on my usage?
That'd be wonderful.
Unfucking believable. How about, and I think they did bring this up, which was a good fucking point. How about you take your profits and instead of blowing them on hookers and blow, you put them back in the company to build better networks. In turn, you could offer better service. Oh my god, I didn't even take fucking business school, right? Amazing. You're blowing my mind.
Maybe you should get people to pay you for business courses.
I know. Hey, there's someone in your chat once again wondering why the sound isn't working.
Yeah, no, that was at 11:20. It's now 11:29.
Sorry.
They're already out of the room.
I just like to bring
got it.
I just like to bring that up because when
it's
you
right
join
there on
when
the chat.
When you join, it's like, oh hey, for audio, go here.
Right.
Hey, why is the sound not working?
You get it. Are my speakers not working?
I don't know. Yeah, reboot.
Yeah, I know, right?
Fucking retards. I mean, I apologize if you're actually... Oh, yes, caller, you're live on the Gem Hold, please.
Yeah, what's up, Matt?
What up? Who's this?
It's my brother.
Oh, what's up, dude?
Yeah. Can I talk to my sister?
Yeah, I'm right here, dude. What's up?
Hey, stop being a douchebag to my girlfriend.
She just texted me and said that she was hurt that I said something about it on the show, but I didn't even hear it from you to begin with, so I didn't hear anything from anybody saying, don't discuss this on the show, or anything like that. And
dude,
directly
you
after,
have to realize, Dana, you have
to
realize,
if she has the kid,
though,
the whole world's going to know anyway.
Dana, shut up. I know you're a talk show host, but shut the fuck up right now, okay? This is your brother talking to you, all right? Just listen to me. What happens, happens, okay? And it's a personal issue, and yeah, you're my sister, and yeah, you have a right to know, but I don't appreciate the fact that you brought it up on a talk show. Yeah, okay, you do have a talk show, and you do bring up everything, okay, yeah, but what happens in my life should be private, okay? I don't want 4,000 people to know that I might have knocked up my girlfriend, okay? And it's a really shitty thing to hear from my girlfriend that she's embarrassed that you did that. Because, you know, what if this comes back and her parents find out about it? Then what? Then she's fucked.
Whoa. Hold on. Her parents don't know yet?
No, her parents don't know because we don't know if she is or isn't. That's why she shouldn't have brought it up on the show because she still might not be.
So you're going to wait until you know for sure and then talk to them?
Well, for one, dude, I highly doubt that her parents listen to anything like what we're putting out here.
That's a good point.
Two, yeah, but, dude.
What? Well, dude, I didn't ask
the
for
guy
someone
that got trained at Famous Dave's listens to the Jam Hole, and Chad listens to the Jam Hole, and all those people, yeah, they all know Cass' parents. So you have to realize that this shit, a group
Chad
of 4,000 people, somehow it can get back.
But hey,
parents.
No one said her name on the show until you did just now. I'll
no
beep that
did.
Out if you want.
No one did, dude. Well, I just said my brother might have knocked up his girlfriend. And it's not like I asked for that to happen right before we were about to do the show. So it was the one thing in my mind. So, yeah, of course I'm going to vent a little bit on my show about it. And it's not really a big deal anyway, because if she is pregnant and she does have the kid, everybody's going to know anyway. And you know what? The people that listen to this show, like 3/4 of them aren't even in this fucking area. And have no idea who anybody is.
Dana, that's all good and great, but I'm just asking you, until you actually hear something from me, don't bring shit like that up on your show, because it's not respectful to me as your brother or my girlfriend, okay? I'm just calling to let you know I don't appreciate it at all.
In all honesty,
it wasn't,
I told you
Dana,
last night that I brought
Dana,
it up.
In all honesty, you should have asked him first.
I was pissed, dude. I'm not going to ask anybody shit.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Honestly, Matt, thank you so much, because honestly, Dana, you really did fuck up, and I do appreciate that you care.
No, you fucked up.
Shut up. I'm talking to you right now. I do appreciate the fact that you care and that you felt like venting on your show, but you should have come to me first and asked me about it first before you started talking about it on your show. Okay.
Maybe you should have called me and told me a week ago when you thought this was going to happen, instead of me having to find out from someone I don't even talk to anymore.
Yeah, but dude, I already told you I knew exactly how you were going to fucking act when you found out, just like you did. You told me yourself when you saw me at Wayne's, you wanted to fucking punch me. I knew you were going to act like that, so I didn't want to say shit to you until we found out whether or not it was true or not. And we still don't know, so you have no right to be talking about it on your show.
That's true. This may be misinformation. Like, next week she could get the results back and be negative.
I never said
she
was preggo. We were just discussing the fact that what if she is.
Right. Hypothetically.
We never ever said anything about her being preggers, okay?
But I understand where he's coming from. Like, if people were to find out and then she ends up not being, it's like, well, you know, now people are like, oh, what happened to it and stuff like that. It's like, well, I never was in the first place. So it's weird to explain.
He told me that his parents don't believe her about half the shit she says anyway. So, I mean, I highly doubt her parents are going to listen to this or have any association with anybody who listens to this.
Dana, that's not the point. It doesn't matter, okay? That's not what I'm saying. You should have just come to me first, okay? That's all I'm asking.
Apologize, Dana.
No.
Dana.
Anything that comes to me and I don't hear a no, please don't talk about this on the show, it goes on the show.
I just want you to know that if you're going to talk about my girlfriend and I and what's going on in our personal lives, talk to me first before you bring it up on your show, because it's not right for you to do that. You have no right.
He could sue you, Dana.
He could try.
I'm kidding. Don't do that.
Oh, well.
All right. Well,
whatever.
I'm going to let you guys go because I got to get going because Dad's going to get off here soon. So
Yeah.
Just do me a favor.
Why
and
did
talk
your girlfriend even text me about it? Because I told you about
Dana.
It. Listen, hang on. Listen to me. The other night when I went and saw you or whatever, I told you that I mentioned it on the show. And you laughed about it with me. You didn't get upset about it until your girlfriend got mad about it. And she texted me, and now you're calling me now. You laughed about it with me last night.
Well, I don't think she's laughing about it, is what he's saying.
But now he's mad at me because his girl...
Well, no. Hold on. He's mad at you because he has to hear it from his girlfriend. I'd be pissed if someone went to you and told you shit that I was going to tell you eventually, but now I have to hear it from you because girls are crazy like that. Am I right or am I right?
Girls are crazy.
Thank you.
I have to admit.
I hope you have a boy if she is pregnant.
Dana, will you do me a favor? Just do me a favor as my sister. Just please, please. I know this is going to be hard for you, but apologize to Kat. Just please. She's listening right now.
Sorry.
That was very heartfelt. Kat, I'm sorry that my girlfriend is a cunt sometimes.
I'm sorry you guys didn't fucking take precautions. I'm sorry that my brother didn't pull out. I'm sorry that...
Hey, Dana, you're being an asshole again. You really suck at apologies, and you need to seriously, like, you know what? Take your head out of your ass, because you're just being a fucking asshole right now.
Yeah,
you really are.
Apologies aren't her strong point.
You should know
I know they are. I've been raised with her. I've
don't even
known
know
her
your
how
girlfriend,
long
dude.
You do, trust me. Just, Dana, I'll talk to you in person about this when your 4,000 listeners or whatever aren't listening. Just know that I do appreciate it that you apologize, even though it was a total bullshit apology. And just ask me before you bring it up again next time, please.
And just for the record, there's only 11 people listening right now.
Yeah, people are going to download tomorrow. But
currently. Well, I'm just saying right now.
I didn't
now.
Think it was a big deal because last night when I had mentioned it to him, he laughed about it with me.
Right,
it
but
was
that's
totally
not the
fine.
Point. That's not the point. We understand that. Okay, thank you, Michael.
No problem. I'll talk to you later, Dana.
All right. Holla back. Oh, jeez.
Fuck you, you fucking fuck!
That's not right. How that should have went at all.
Little fucking faggot trying to attack me on some bullshit.
He has a point, though. You have to admit.
No, fuck him. I didn't fucking ask for some chick that I haven't talked to in like 6 months to fucking have her car overheat, walk into my fucking house before we start the show and tell me some shit that I should have heard from his fucking mouth a week ago.
That's true.
That's but, fucked. And he didn't even get mad about it
okay,
until
so,
today when his fucking cunt-ass pregnant fucking girlfriend got mad. You fucking teenage slut! Sorry.
Oh, boy.
You should have stayed gay.
I would agree with that point. But that's neither here nor there. I'm glad that he's exploring his horizons. God help us all. That's all I have to say.
I don't even want to fucking associate with his girlfriend at this point because pretty much it was both of their
just
fault.
Just no, seriously, put yourself in her position. When you were 17, if you
I'd
would have gotten...
I had an abortion! Done! No okay. one would know!
Okay, you're
be
different.
Be smart about it!
Put yourself in a normal girl's position.
Hey, Mom! Hey,
if
Dad!
You
can I borrow $450? Okay, got it. Bye. Why? No reason. I do cocaine. That's why. Cocaine.
Oh, God.
No.
I'm just saying, hypothetically, if you had a heart and you were 17 and you might be pregnant.
She's 18.
First of all, let me reiterate this. I don't even know why we're talking about this again. But first of all, I wouldn't tell anybody, my boyfriend
right.
or anybody, until I knew for sure.
Exactly.
Just because if I wasn't, that's a lot of worrying and nervousness and problems that could have been easily avoided. Second of all, if I ended up being, I wouldn't want it probably broadcasted out. Okay, this is a horrible point.
Well,
I don't
dude,
know what I'm saying.
What the fuck does it matter? There's a billion fucking kids
matter.
Around
You're
here
right.
who are pregnant, might be pregnant, miscarrying right now, having fucking
and it goes
abortions.
Back. It goes back to what I was saying, that as soon as anybody gets pregnant, the first thing they do is put it as their Facebook fucking
right.
picture. It's like, here's my sonogram, I'm pregnant, yay.
So if she is, what
everyone,
the fuck
give
does
me
it matter?
A, everyone,
if she's not?
Give me attention now.
If she's not, it's not a big fucking deal. Okay, you know, she's 18 years old. She's a fucking adult. Fuck it. I'm sorry. My 17-year-old brother is an idiot and didn't pull out, and you fucking held him there.
It happens. It happens every day.
It's
this
like she's
happens.
Nuts. It's like she wants his
this
fucking
one
kid.
Just happened to be your brother. But it happens all the time.
In this valley?
In the world. I'm just saying, in general, this happens all the time. This one just happened to be someone in your, you know, 6 degrees of separation,
Kevin
Bacon. I just
don't get it. Why can't you fucking grow up and not have a kid? Why can't you grow up and not have a scare of having a kid?
In some... in some Aboriginal villages...
I've never had a scare of being pregnant. Never!
Because your junk is broken.
I have never questioned, oh, I think I should go get a pregnancy test.
You knew for sure, and you got it sucked out. You have very good integrity. What I'm saying is, in some Aboriginal villages in the Amazon or wherever Aborigines live, getting pregnant is a sign of being a man. Whoa, wait, wait. Getting a woman... hold on, that came out wrong. Getting a woman pregnant... passing on your seed is a sign that you are now a man, you are ready for man responsibilities, stuff like that. Granted, in this day and age, it is not, but I'm just saying, you know.
So Amesby has a good point. It could have been worse. You could have given us all her phone number. She should be grateful. That is right.
But
you fucking
immature
twat.
She also did not post pictures and your phone number on 4chan. So
no, but she's attacking me for some shit that I thought was okay.
We don't do that all the time. Like, we only post people's phone numbers when they really, really, really ask for it. Like, if I just went around and posted people's shit and was like, hey guys, here's the one for this week, like, you guys would have an endless list. You guys would have a fucking list the size of the US government's do not call list. But I try not to take advantage of the fact that I do have access to a bunch of people that if I ask them to, will maybe do something for me like that. You know, right. It's not something I try to do all the time because I don't want to take advantage of it. I appreciate it that we have, not everyone has that ability, you know, it's not everyone can say, yeah, let me take care of this, you know, because it's, I don't know. I don't want it to sound like, oh, we do this all the time. Like, we don't do it all the time. When was the last time we did it since what happened to you? It was like almost over a year ago, yeah. You know? And that was called for. That guy was a huge fucking D-bag.
You got an apology out of that. I'm still waiting for mine. I don't think I'll ever
get
one. Yeah,
I don't think you're ever going to get one. And that's fine. We can keep calling her. I don't
it's
give
okay.
a shit.
It's okay. We're going to go down there in September. I'll find out where she lives, dude.
That's
got
true.
No
you
fucking qualms,
okay.
Man.
Heather? This is me and you talking right now.
You don't apologize, Heather, you get your ass beat.
I don't want to see her do that. Keep
Why?
In mind. Because it's not sexy. I don't know. If you guys like
well,
got
if I'm
down
beating
and,
up a fat fuck, that's
if she
not
wasn't,
sexy at all.
If she wasn't a big fat troll and you guys got down and dirty lesbian style, now that would be hot. But like my girlfriend
real fights don't turn
my,
into mud wrestling.
My girlfriend
okay?
beating up another girl is just not hot to me. I'm sorry.
That's almost like beating not. Up it's gonna be amusing. It's like beating up a troll.
Yeah, Amesby so. Says, I told you, bring bail money. I know. Yeah. And that's kinda what I'm worried about.
Yeah, no. She doesn't apologize.
And I really, like, digging a hole is one thing. Digging one that's 6 to 8 feet deep is a whole nother. Like, you almost need a fucking caterpillar for that shit.
Yeah.
And I don't have money to be renting that kind of equipment. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest here. We're not rich, okay?
But anyway.
Struggling to pay my fucking phone bill here. And then AT&T comes and they're like, hey, that phone you're using, stop using it so fucking much. Okay, AT&T.
God. I don't know.
So, moving on.
I want drugs.
Yeah, well, I want a girlfriend with a heart.
Have fun. Next time you get a girlfriend with a heart, they're going to have a fucking kid. They're going to have a fucking... They're going to be in fucking rehab.
It's one or the other. That is true.
You get the cold, heartless bitch that's hot, has good sex, and doesn't have any kids and doesn't want any. Or you get the one with the heart who already has fucking triplets and
Snibblers
whatever.
Has a good point. But again, this only works if both women are hot. This girl, you saw... Go to the show notes from Wednesday night's show. I put a link to her Facebook and her MySpace and Gabe's MySpace.
He's talking about a Jell-O ladies fight. The thing is
no,
she's
I know,
filled
but
with Jell-O.
He's talking... about you and her doing it, and I'm saying it's only hot if they're two hot chicks. This chick, go look at her Facebook. It is, she's disgusting.
Heather, H-E-A-T-H-E-R.
It's awful.
M-E-A-D-O-R is her last name. Meador.
Like, I'm all about seeing two chicks get down and dirty in a tub of Jell-O, but
she's
not when one
ugly,
of the
dude.
Chicks is the tub of Jell-O. I'm not into that. Anyway, moving on. So you know how I was talking about, I had that dream. It felt like my arm fell asleep and stuff.
Right.
Well,
did you wake up and jerk off?
No. Damn. I should have. This girl, her name's Shanna Heil. She had been out celebrating her 20th birthday. Okay?
Okay.
You know, people, she probably got knocked up.
Why do you go out and celebrate your 20th birthday?
Well, you celebrate every birthday. But
I didn't
she
celebrate
happened,
my 20th.
She happened to be out celebrating her 20th. It's a good thing you didn't, because this might have happened to you. So she passed out drunk with her legs tucked under her for 12 hours.
Right.
Which blocked the blood flow to her extremities.
How do you stay on your legs for 12 hours like that?
She was drunk. I don't know.
Wouldn't you like fall over or something?
No, not standing. What?
No, if she's sitting like that on her legs, she would eventually fall over, right?
I would think so. No, I'm thinking she laid down with her legs, like, bent under like that. Like, you can lay like that for a while, but obviously 12 hours of it, you're going to block the blood flow. A relative eventually discovered her, took her to the hospital, but her lawyers say a six-hour wait at the hospital, let me guess, no insurance?
Right.
Yeah, that's your line, the one that's out the door. The lawyers say the six-hour wait worsened her condition.
No shit.
Do you know what ended up happening to this poor lady?
Amputated.
Both of them.
Nice.
Both legs.
For being drunk.
Removed at the knees. Not only for being drunk.
Should have waited till you're 21.
But also because they took 6 hours to get to her. They could have saved her legs. Her lawyers are saying the condition was reversible if it would have been discovered in time. But because they made her wait 6 hours... Can you imagine? Hey, happy 20th birthday. Can I take your legs now? That sucks, dude. That fucking sucks. But I guess she's probably going to sue the holy fuck out of them, right?
Hamesby says, did she get a ticket for underage drinking? I bet she did.
An MIP to go with it.
There you go.
Minor in possession.
She wakes up, where's my legs? Here you go, ma'am.
I have no legs. I have no legs. Oh, fuck, I have no legs! Could you imagine? Oh, man, that sucks, dude.
What happened to you? I got drunk and fell asleep on my legs. Now I have none.
All right.
I don't get it.
That sucks for her, for sure. I just thought that was crazy that, like, you could... I didn't know that if you... I mean, I guess it makes sense if you cut off circulation long enough, but just from them falling asleep like that for 12 hours, fuck.
Yeah.
So, moving on, I got a couple more stories before we call it a night here. We're going to get out here kind of early because she's got to work in the morning. It's kind of late.
I'm fucking
tired. Did you guys... This is awesome. So, a 30-stone man... Now, can someone in the chat do the conversion between 30 stones equals ?pounds? Just Google that. It'll tell you. A 30-stone man has died after the stretcher being used to load him into an ambulance tipped over, spilling him onto the street. And I think that is so fucking brilliant that they used the phrase spilling him into the street, because that is so appropriate when, because that's what fat people don't move. They just kind of spill out into wherever it is that they're going. That's so awesome. Like when a fat guy's on an airplane, his belly will spill into the aisle, you know, like that's spilling. That is such a beautiful adjective to describe how fat people move. That's so awesome. So he, 30 stones, what is that? Anyone? 420? Are you serious? I think you're joking. That's a big fat dude. Kenny Williams from Newmarket, Suffolk, was being taken to a hospital when the accident occurred outside his home. The East of England Ambulance Service has launched a review into its procedures for transporting obese patients following the accident. So I'm willing to bet a couple of, you know, paramedics tend to be in decent shape.
Right.
That's a lot of weight
to
pull.
Take like six of them to fucking pull them out.
When you say you're reviewing your procedures for transporting obese patients, do you mean you're looking into your budget to see if you can afford a crane? Like, what are you doing?
Or that many people. So
what happened, guys? Well, he was really fucking heavy and we dropped him. He proceeded to spill into the street.
That just makes me think of like the blob, like, you know, the movie, and it's like attacking the town. It's all like, bleh! And people are like, ah, the blob.
Yeah, that's, yeah. He spilled into the street. The laws of motion took over, and he, you know, he kept on going, and we haven't seen him since. Not our problem anymore. He's in the next county over. Let them deal with it. But that's, I think that's brilliant. Like, you can't do it. What can you do about that? Can you send, like, four more paramedics here? Because,
we need help.
This guy's spilling all over the place. And some paper towels. We gotta sop up this spill.
Maybe a sponge.
And a sponge. And a crane. And a U-Haul.
Right.
Also. A heavy duty one. No, not one of those little trailers.
Get some of the ambulance lights, put it on a U-Haul, and bring it here.
We need, like, the big one. Not the little shitty tow behind. Right, the big, right. The one you drive. Yeah, bring one of those. Yeah. Actually, bring two.
Get the 54-foot hauler and meet me
Fuck
here.
Fuck it, grab the semi. Is Optimus Prime there? Oh, bring him and Bumblebee.
Oh, my God.
No, I just want to take a ride in the Camaro. Okay, we'll see you there. But ambulance chiefs have warned that the movement of overweight patients is becoming a huge pain in the ass.
You think?
It's becoming increasingly problematic for paramedics.
Stop being fat!
Who can sometimes risk their own safety. I wonder how many paramedics have blown O-rings because of that shit. You ever blown an O-ring? Your guts just,
come out
much like the fat guy, your guts spill out onto the floor. Huh? You know what I mean. Come on.
But they actually spill.
Yeah, that's gross.
That's gross.
But that sucks. Why is that becoming increasingly problematic? Oh, because people are getting increasingly more overweight? Okay, that makes sense. Sure, yeah. Okay. Earlier this year, it was revealed that medics were considering using...
steroids? I don't know.
No, not on themselves.
Oh, okay.
Steroids?
What?
Oh, jeez.
They can even be stronger so they can pick up these fat bucks. Go ahead.
He wasn't kidding. 30 stones is 420 pounds. That's weird.
That's weird.
Huh. Yeah. I wonder if he smoked weed. That's my target weight, 420. Yeah. Why? Well, because I'm a pothead, huge pothead.
And I eat a lot.
Bad dreams, and I poop a lot.
Oh, my God.
So what do you think they're considering using?
I don't know. Bad dreams, and I poop a lot.
A Chinook helicopter.
Oh, my God.
Like, is that overkill? Have you seen a Chinook helicopter?
They're pretty big, ain't they?
Yeah, they're pretty big, ain't they? Yeah, they are. Oh, my fucking Christ. No, I'm sorry, Amesby's. Like, how dare he question you, him? I was just thinking, like, oh, you're like, 420, ha ha ha, smoking weed. Like, I didn't think you were serious. I'm sorry.
Me
I should sure. never question people in the chat from the internet giving me information. I apologize for
I'm
that.
I'm so sorry.
Damn my skeptical mind. So yeah, they're considering using a Chinook helicopter to take Britain's heaviest man to hospital after ruling out conventional methods of transport. Like what? The semi? Let me tell you something, guys. Those aren't conventional methods of transporting people, unless it's like 100 people, not one. Conventional methods of transporting one people? One person, singular, is like a car or walking, perhaps? I don't know. Walking?
Walking?
They're like, oh, no, yeah, we've ruled out all the other conventional methods, like a fucking tow behind, a tow truck, a crane, a semi. We're going to have to get the Chinook helicopter in.
Oh, my God.
Like, really? You big fat fuck.
Oh, my God.
How about we just cut him open and we all make the projects in him? In there. Stay warm. You don't have to pay for heating.
Matt.
Or food.
No one wants to live
they
in there.
They did it in Star Wars.
No one
for
wants
a
to
night.
Live in there.
They cut that fucker right open. What was that? We watched the new Family Guy Star Wars special. The Don. That
yeah,
was
yeah.
so funny. Oh, I don't want to go in there, guys.
I think I'm gonna die right now.
Yep. And then it, the Don Don. That's so brilliant.
Dude, all day today, I love that guy. I could not stop thinking of that fucking Roxo the Clown dude. He was all like,
yeah, see, you've never heard that. We went through our Roxo the Clown phase. We used him as an intro. We made references to it on the show, like, in the double digits, man. Me and Braden were all about Metalocalypse.
I never got into it, and, like,
it's such an amazing show, though. You
I
made,
love the clown now,
You
though.
Made a death metal band that's not real. It's animated. Like, and they have albums. I have two Death Clock albums that are awesome, dude.
I just love the clown. He's like, you know what I do, baby, and I'm doing it right now. Hey, little boy, you want to see my bag of cocaine?
That was the best one, because the first couple seasons, like, he went through the whole I'm a big star, I'm a music video thing, and then he got caught, and he got put in jail. He went through rehab and shit. He got clean. And now, like, that was his first shot out getting cocaine again, so that's why he was like, "It was." If you guys haven't seen it,
did you just snort my coffee creamer?
No, don't look at me. It was so funny, but, like, he finally gets his bag of coke. He's walking down the street to, like, everyone that he sees. He's like, guess what I'm doing? Cocaine. He, like, pulls out
the
bag. He's like,
and I'm doing it. Hey,
you know what I do, and I'm doing it. It was so fucking funny.
Hey, little boy,
I got cocaine.
Cocaine.
I love cocaine. It was so funny.
Hey, officer, what is it? Never mind.
But yeah, dude, we use that as an intro, and yeah, we went through that whole thing. That's why, like, you finally started enjoying it, and I'm like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, all the ones I saw,
you,
I just didn't dig.
Really?
Yeah.
The first season, kind of, I liked it because I like that dark kind of cartoon stuff. But it really,
like, shit too. But when I saw
it, sets it up and explains, like, what the Metalocalypse is and who the players involved are. Like, it's necessary, I think. Second season, awesome. This third season is fucking brilliant. But yeah, you guys gotta check that show
I'm
out.
I'm starting to like it now. So.
Oh yeah, it's great stuff.
I'm
so
liking
anyway.
the cocaine, dude. The
yeah,
the
of
clown.
Course
you
do.
Great.
Junkie.
That's all I could think about today was cocaine, too, because this fucking clown was stuck in my head going, cocaine! And I'm like, motherfucker, are you kidding me?
The
Maybe
jam
that's
hole.
Why my nose started getting all fucked. I don't know.
Amesby says, you are using those intros in the old eps I'm listening to now.
I take pity on you, Amesby. I don't even want to listen back.
Those intros are kind of weird sounding
I don't
to
hear
me.
Anything.
The kaboom has evolved quite a bit, I must say.
Yeah, this show kind of sucked, though. Gotta tell you.
The jam hole sucked back in the day. I'm sorry I told you guys about it.
Oh, my God. Please don't listen back ever.
Ever. I'm going to actually just delete all those, never to be seen again. Yeah. I actually have an episode that never got released. It's called Point 5, and it's hanging on that wall on that CD, and I think that's the only place it's at. So, FYI. I don't know why I just told you guys that, but it's kind of cool. So anyway, back to Big Fat Fuck here. They're going to use the Chinook helicopter. That's pretty awesome. Paul Mason, who weighed in at 70 stone. Holy
shit. I don't even want to know what that is.
This guy was 30, and that's 420 pounds. So double that.
840.
And that's 840, so that's 60. Add another 10. Holy Christ, you're almost 900 pounds. How are you even alive? I don't understand that. Galactor says, please leave the eps in the feed. You guys and Keith and the girl are the only two that do that, and it's awesome. Are they fun to listen to? Like, I haven't listened to those in a long time. I listened to one the other day just to see, because it came up in show notes or something that I referenced it, and it, I don't know.
Amesby says, I should listen back. You can learn Matt's nickname from his mom. The only one I know of is Massey.
All right, or just listen to Danny's retarded mouth.
Fantastic. Every time she sees like, oh, my Massey.
Thank you.
Massey. Oh, I love Massey.
You know what, Michael? You're absolutely right. Your sister is a fucking cunt.
You know what? Just because of that, I think I will make it a point to fucking mention it every time, every show, until I find out if she is or is not pregnant.
And if
you
she
did
is?
This, Michael.
And if she is?
And if she is, I'm going to fucking just... I'll shoot my brother. Or her. One whichever comes first.
At least he will raise it and do the right thing. What the world doesn't need is another single mom. So could you, if you're going to shoot someone, shoot her, okay? I like your brother.
It?
Your brother's cool. She, I don't know. I've never met her, but.
How about I just shoot it?
Okay.
How's that?
I'm just going to keep my comments to myself and good.
If she is pregnant, I don't know. I'm just going to fucking... Whatever.
Your head will just explode.
I'm so pissed about it. The fact that she might be. I think if she is, I'll just go insane.
The planets will align, the poles will shift, and your head will explode.
I think this is what will happen.
So just keep that in mind, Michael.
Keep in mind that I am more pissed than my parents are.
You're more pissed than he is, dude. When I found out Holly was pregnant, I was furious, dude. I was like, nuh-uh. Fuck, but keep in mind, I've said this before on previous episodes, and I'm going to tell you this now, Michael, if you're still listening to this.
He's not.
If you have an abortion with her, it has to be her idea. Unless you're not going to stay with her, then who gives a shit? Just get it done. But if, I'm going to tell you, if it's not your, or if she doesn't think it's her idea, every single argument from... whenever till the end of your relationship, she will bring up the fact that you killed her baby.
Is that speaking from personal experience?
Yes.
That sucks.
If the abortion... Yes, it does. Girls are fucking nuts that way. If it is not her idea, she will say, I gave up my baby for you.
And from what I remember, with that situation, it would have hurt her more than anything.
Yes, it would have.
So...
But still,
I don't see the problem there.
Girls are crazy.
If I was told that some shit could seriously happen to you if you carry this kid to term, or you could have the abortion be just fine.
Like, well, I didn't really want it anyway, so sorry, dude.
Yeah.
Life's
insurance
not,
covers that? Cool.
Just not dealing cards in your favor at all.
Ugh.
So anyway, 70 stone, disgusting, almost 900 pounds or over 900 pounds, had to travel more than 150 miles to undergo life-saving surgery. Would you think that at that point, you're over 70 stones, would you just be like, forget it? If I have to travel, if I have to go 150 miles to save my life, and there's no possible way to do that other than a Chinook fucking helicopter or an act of God to get me there, like, wouldn't you just give up? If someone came to me and was like, if you don't go to Missoula, you're going to die, I'll be like, cool, no problem. I'll hop in my car and I'll go. But if you physically can't, like, I'd be like, I guess I'm going to die then. I did this to myself. And honestly, sometimes it's glandular.
At that point,
but
if I would have came up and I was a paramedic on the scene at that point,
I would have just walked away.
I know, I just looked and be like, it's not fucking worth it.
I would have rolled up to him. I would have rolled up to him and been like, hey, do you know where this address is? Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
No, oh, you called a paramedic? Oh, yeah, no, I'm on a different call. Gotta go save orphanage burning down. You're fat. Like, seriously, dude, that's so fucked. But what I'm saying is, you know, it's your fault you weigh that much. Why should we go through the trouble to save your life if you didn't go through the trouble to try and keep your life somewhat healthy? You know, that's what I'm saying. Why should we do that if you didn't give a shit? Why should we give a shit? You know, that's all I'm saying. Eventually, he was transported in a specially adapted 5-ton ambulance, which was commissioned specifically to deal with the growing number of overweight patients. They have, it's like the short bus for schools, like for all the retarded kids. So they have the small, normal ambulance, which is pretty fucking big, right? Like, an ambulance, it's big. It's a dually. Like, it hauls some shit. We had to make a bigger ambulance. Because everyone now is bigger, you fat fucks. The vehicle cost over 90,000 pounds, which is what? Over
a lot.
$200,000,
yeah,
I think?
Something like that.
It's almost twice, right? Less than twice. In 02, Mr. Mason had to be transported from his bed using a forklift truck after paramedics and firemen were unable to lift him. I'll tell you what, there are some herniated rectums that day, I'll tell you something. Some fucking blown ass O-rings. He was due to undergo radical life-saving weight loss surgery. Why? So he can put the weight back on again? Like, what's the point? Oh,
being a big fat fuck made me understand how precious life is. So, if you guys could let me start all over, I will definitely not be a big fat fuck again.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I'm hungry.
If you had headphones on right now, that would be so annoying.
Thank God I apologize to that. All right, we about done?
Yeah, I guess we can be done. I had a couple more stories, but that's fine. Yeah,
after midnight.
I'm sorry, we have to do this last one. Bye. Okay. In China, this is brilliant. You're going to like this. A Chinese...
It better be something about people eating babies.
It is China.
Or tormenting them or something.
All right, well, I guess that's all, guys. Now, a Chinese student appears to have been the butt. I'm giving you a hint here with their clever puns.
Okay.
The butt of a somewhat strange prank following a nasty incident with his friends here. Okay?
Okay.
So he's the butt of a joke. Now, just...
He got anally raped.
Kind of. I'm sorry.
What?
When should "he got anally raped" ever be funny? That should never be funny. I apologize for that. 19-year-old Huang Chen.
Yes!
Okay, I'm done.
No.
Everybody Huang Chen tonight. Yes, they did. So he showed up drunk at Hunan Hongqiang Hospital in Changsha, complaining of unexplained pain from his rear
penis.
End.
Oh.
His patoot. His rear end there. While being examined, the drunk student turned over in bed and inadvertently changed the channel on the ward's television. He just rolled over and the channel changed. And they're like, all right, that's weird. Astonishing x-rays later revealed that the teenager had a TV remote control lodged up his backside. And when I say, like, lodged up his backside, it's like in his fucking abdomen. Like, I'll post these on thejamal.com in the show notes. But, like, okay, here, this is the scale of the, from, you know, bottom to top. The remote control is up here by way of the anus.
How did it get up there?
Kids pulled a prank and shoved it up his butt while he was passed out drunk.
Wow.
19 years old. This is what your children are doing, even in China. Good job, guys. Police say it was part of a prank played by flatmates on Chen when he collapsed after a boozy night out. Quote, "We didn't know what it was to start with. There was a little bit of blood, but he didn't say anything about a remote control." His friends, he woke up and he's like, "Man, my butt hurts." And his friends were like, excuse my face, "Ching chong chang," which translates means, "Chang, come here and watch this." And he did, and they fucking punch him in the stomach and the channel changes. And he's like, "You sons of bitches." "We couldn't quite believe it when we saw the x-ray," says medic Dr. Wei Longzi.
Really?
Quote, "He will be fine in time, but the remote was a write-off," he added. "Ah, doctors got jokes." Someone commented here. I didn't even see this. "I think this story is fake," says Redneck 1947. "What are the odds that a remote from someone's home would be able to change the channel on the hospital TV unless it was the same exact model?" Then again, they are communists over there. It may be
universal
everyone
remote. You don't know.
Everyone gets a free TV. One of the big ones with the big
everything on it.
You guys are dicks. All right. Well, I think that's pretty amusing.
He walks and just TVs flicker. I didn't get it.
Amesby says, "I think Matt should continue the show by himself when Danny goes to bed." No, Matt's tired. Matt's voice is dying at the moment. We'll do a little after show, though, if you guys want to hang out. I'll read those last couple news stories I had, if you want. I'll meet you in the live video room, thejamal.com/live video. Anyways, you got anything else?
No.
Care to apologize? You know what? Heather probably said the same thing. Gabe was probably like, "Heather, you should apologize." And she's like, "Fuck that bitch. I'll just change my number."
Well, I emailed him and let him know that I'm coming down in September, and he knows that I won't stop until I get what I want. So.
Oh, Christ. You're one of those bitches, huh?
Hey, I have a right to be. She fucking came at me. So.
That, no, I know. That is true. But some people know when enough is enough.
Yeah, I don't know. And but some, no, for
to
this...
To some people, enough is dead. So who
for
knows?
For this whole my brother thing, no, I'm not apologizing for that at all.
Berger has a good point. He says, I don't think infrared can go through your butt. Maybe it had fresh batteries. You don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe the fluids in his anus... amplified the signal. Yeah. I don't know.
You can't just call in and fucking whine about something and try and get me to apologize on a show that.
But
I do.
Going back to this one more painful fucking time, I agree with him. You should have asked first because it's not your life; it's his.
And
so.
I will say again that he should have told me a week beforehand. And
he was
of-
probably worried that if he would have told you, you would have done exactly what you did.
Well,
so. All right.
You should have just told me and gotten it over with earlier.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. Once again, email us info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. You can call us, leave us messages, 406-204-4687. Thejamhole.com/YouTube. I got a couple more email poetries written out. I'll probably record tomorrow while she's at work. Thejamhole.com/store. We got a few shirts left. We got Book of Matthew albums. We got Jamhole Church stickers or thejamhole.com/donate. You can just give us money for free. Money for nothing and chicks for free. That's what this is all about. Other than that, we'll talk to you guys Monday.
Later.
Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jamhole. The Jamhole. The Jamhole. Jamhole.com.